The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Ewan McKenna, I'm going to have to ask you please to choose your words carefully in telling our listeners, if they're not already aware, what happened in Ballyragget in Kilkenny on Tuesday evening.
I had a feeling you'd leave it up to me to tell them, Matt. Well, Ballyragget won the Kilkenny Intermediate Hurling title on Sunday afternoon, and the celebrations got a little bit out of hand.
Not on Sunday afternoon, has to be said. Not in the official club celebrations.
No, to be fair. But video footage emerged on mobile phones from other people who were at the party with the cup there and players there and whatnot, with a couple of women. It involved nakedness, it involved sex acts. And the next thing, it seems that one person sent the video footage by accident to the mothers of the under-10 team. And that's how this all really began.
To the mothers of the under-10 team? Oh.
Yeah. I was looking at the WhatsApp message. It's then that the shock kicks in. You start getting messages from lads, Jesus, this is serious. They're talking about pulling us from Leinster. Get this down fairly quick, and it takes a turn then. I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. It was when it comes to issues that are supposedly sensitive, and I don't really get why they're sensitive, given they're not uncommon. People put this mask on, and they get all high and mighty about it. I found it funny, and I'll tell you why I found it funny. Funny and wrong or regretful or whatever else are not mutually exclusive. And I find it really funny to see the mask of kind of Middle Ireland slip, and we get to peer into the reality of it. And everyone comes out high and mighty and says, this is outrageous, this is a disgrace. They should use moderation in their language, because when everything is outrageous and a disgrace, nothing is outrageous and a disgrace. As I say, it's unfortunate. But rather than shouting from the pulpit in a church way that this is wrong and brushing it back under the carpet, if people are really bothered by the morals of it, any discussion, I think, needs to start not with this is wrong, don't do it. It needs to start with the discussion of why it's wrong, why people do it, etc., etc. Because as I say, it's not uncommon. And if anyone wants to challenge me on that, they should just go online and they should see that there are women in every town in Ireland from across the world every night doing this sort of thing. And as unseemly as it may be, there's no supply without demand.
Listener says via 087-4100-102 to WhatsApp. You can also use that number for text. Ah, Matt, who cares what people do? Private party, no one's business. Celebrating gone wrong, no one died. Elaine Burns, you're a doctoral researcher in psychology, NUI Galway. What do you make of what happened here in Ballyragget in County Kilkenny?
Well, I think the texter said there, it's a private party, no big deal, what's the problem? It's no longer a private event, Matt, it's gone viral. And I think that's the problem, or contributing to the problem, is that when I was looking at this afternoon and I was thinking about these young men who valiantly won, for the first time since 1979, an intermediate county title last Sunday, for St. Pat's and Ballyragget. And I thought about them and the cohesiveness of their team, how they supported each other, how they had each other's backs. And then what happened to that on Tuesday evening when one of the team members or one of the members of the panel thought it was a good idea to, yes, at a private event, yes, we could argue the morality of it, leave the morality of it aside, but it was essentially private. Who thought it was a good idea to video it and to take photographs of what was going on then distribute them?
Elaine, I'd roll back. How many of the players were there from the team, and how many of the players arranged for these women, and in what circumstances were the arrangements made to do what?
Well, this is what we don't know how many members of the team were there, but when we're told that it was members of this team, we can presume that a number of them were there. And my point, Matt, is from a privacy perspective, I'm looking at this from the perspective as a psychologist, right? And I'm looking at it from the perspective of consent, for example. When we consider the role of alcohol in all this, particularly for the young man, and I do feel a huge sympathy for the young man who was one half of the sex act performance. What about him? Is it something he would willingly and consensually have done while sober? And when we look at alcohol-related consequences, such as shame and regret, and these are perhaps feelings he has today and will continue to have, consequences that probably weren't considered on Tuesday night. Because while that was alcohol-fueled, the appraisal of what happened takes place sober. And I think it puts a very different complexion on it when he looks back and goes, oh my God. But again, for me, there were a number of people there, whether they were teammates or not, there were bystanders there. And that's a question I'll be asking. Why didn't a bystander intervene? Or do we have evidence to suggest a bystander did intervene and say, hold on a minute, this is wrong?
Or were people cheered on?
Well, I viewed the footage today and there was a lot of cheering and whooping. Furthermore, Matt, I suppose when we think about it, one of the ladies who participated is reported to have said in a tabloid interview, I didn't realise they were filming the whole time. She has also said to have said she consumed way too much alcohol. Now, for me, there are concerns about consent there as well, regardless of what the backgrounds of the ladies are from a professional perspective. There are concerns about consent, not just the sex act that was performed. And I don't know if it's this lady who performed the sex act itself, but it was recorded and distributed. Now, could that be regarded as distribution of pornography? You know, when you look at, when you unpeel the onion and you unravel what happened, it is a bit more than boys will be boys and Asha, that's lad culture. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade or spoil anybody's fun, but when we look at it from that perspective, also when we think further about the services that were provided on the night, stripping and a sex act, if, as it is alleged that it did, money exchanged hands, was that just for the strip show or did it cover the sex act too? Because there will be implications for that as well.
Okay, listeners want to know, was it a private event? Because some listeners suggesting it was in a public bar. Others are saying consenting adults, not a problem. In other words, if it's consulting adults, who cares? If there was consent involved with all parties, does it matter to anyone else?
Well, again, I go back to the role of alcohol. When one of the ladies said she herself had consumed way too much alcohol. And I presume, again, we don't know for certain, but I could presume that the gentleman probably had consumed a lot of alcohol as well. So that immediately brings a question mark over the capacity to consent.
Okay.
And you know, if he had been, if it was today, Matt, if it was 11 o'clock this morning, would he have done the same thing?
Okay, Ewan McKenna, is this an issue for the GAA to be involved in at all?
No. In fact, poor Ned Quinn, the Kilkenny County Chairman, is kind of being asked to intervene and do something. And the question I'd ask is, what exactly is he supposed to do? I think to pigeonhole this on one sport is wrong, or one team is wrong, or even one sector of society is wrong. As I say, this isn't uncommon. And just because some guys made stupid mistakes here and that's how this got out, that doesn't mean they're the only ones at it. That doesn't mean it's just a GAA issue.
But a listener says the GAA is within its rights to take action since the trophy is visible in the video.
Well, trophies are in bars, put it that way, where unseemly stuff happens. What if someone takes a video there and it happens to be in the background? I think, honestly, I mean, and it's not something I often say this about, I think you can overanalyze these things sometimes. I think a few people need kicks up the hole, basically, excuse the term, over it. I think if too much alcohol is consumed, I think sometimes people need to take responsibility for their actions. It's their choice to take too much alcohol. I think whoever videoed it needs stern words. But I think you live and learn, and I think a lot of people just need to grow up rather than delving and delving and delving into it.
Okay, another listener says it was only a young man's birthday and a bit of crack. These things happen on stag nights and hen nights every weekend. Ewan?
They do. We know that. I mean, I'll go back again, and regardless of what the money was exchanged for, if, and I'm not saying it was, if the more serious illegal act here, I suppose, if it was that, that is also commonplace. And if people want to sit down and have a discussion about prostitution, for example, let's do that, but let's not shout at guys and say that's wrong and brush it back under the mat when it's happening in every town in the country every night of the week.
Pat says, if this was a camogie team in a hen night with a male stripper, would everyone be wagging the finger and clutching their pearls? I doubt it. Oh, I don't know about that. I think there would be comments, particularly when it went beyond the stripper and there was a sex act on film. Last word on this to you, Elaine Burns, as a doctoral researcher in psychology at NUI Galway.
Well, I think I wouldn't absolve the GAA of responsibility for, you know, where the GAA are brilliant at is fostering teams that play brilliantly on pitches. But I think we also, and this is something that we don't talk about, is that when these young men become heroes, as they did, in, even if it's just in their local community like it was last Sunday, Matt, with that comes a certain responsibility for how they behave and how they are looked up to and regarded by those under-10s that the mothers received the WhatsApp yesterday. You know, and I think that's really, really important, that they have a responsibility, not just to themselves, to their team, but to their clubs and their communities, to behave in a certain way. It was a mistake, of course it was a mistake, but they need to learn from that now and perhaps work on being better role models to these under-10s and under-12s.
Well, actually, Elaine, there's another comment from listener I want to put to you. This is the Harvey Weinstein syndrome all over again, normalising sexual harassment of women and the behaviour of exploitation of women. Just because it's happening all over the country doesn't make it right, stupid excuse. But is this sexual harassment of women if they had willingly gone to this location in return for money?
Well, what did they go to the location in return for money for?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
they certainly didn't seem to have a problem with taking their clothes off.
It would appear not, Matt. And that's that. I think that's a completely different conversation. You know, if these are ladies for whom this is their profession, then they would regard it perhaps differently as another female who had been at the bar sexually harassed, for example.
And one listener says these men should be made to reenact their night out in front of their mothers, girlfriends, brothers, sisters, and see how hardy they are then.
It's probably been done.
Oh, I can only imagine the conversations at the breakfast tables.
And that's the great difficulty, and that's what I'm talking about with the shame and the regret. And it's just, I don't mean to hone in on that one young man, but that's something that he may be experiencing, Matt, as a result of a silly, silly mistake. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it was a mistake.
Thank you very much, Elaine Burns and Ewan McKenna, for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.